Missionary Enterprise once again. Of course, we let these guys fly by. They're louder than my voice. I got a big mouth, but these guys are louder. So today, of course, welcome to social media once again. Of course, we thank God for social media. Of course, it's not always being used for the kingdom of God, but we're going to use it for the kingdom of God. And of course, this teaching video that we're doing today is on your YouTube playlist under mini documentary presentation. This is part three of we call it God's Apostolic Missionary Sending Machines, or World of Aviation. So my pre-introduction today is, today we're Saturday, August 24th, 2019. And actually we just came from our visit from Aviation World, AV World. And then we went over to Threshold Aviation, which is right next door. I bought some great stuff, some hats, some cups. I bought another model jet. I think it was the Challenger 601. So that's my third one in the house. So today we're actually at Toronto Pearson International Airport, or in Ontario, Canada, it's called the GTA Airport. And actually we're here on just on the side, a side road here into the airport. You guys can see the airport behind me. Not so much the airport itself, but the strip, the runway. And I believe this is runway 23. And this, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. We're actually at Airport Road in Orlando Drive. So Airport Road is just in front of me here, going east-west, north-south, and Orlando Drive is going east-west. So, in this particular runway, it's the longest runway. So this runway is 3.3 kilometers. That's a long runway compared to the municipal airport in Oshawa, which is only 4,000 feet. Peterborough Airport is 7,000 feet. They can land a 737 there though. So let's move on here to my introduction. A little bit of history of aviation, very short. If you guys are interested, I don't want to get into all the details of the articles that I came across. So some of the informative articles would be, first of all, history of aviation, first flights. Of course, we're going to put all this on the video. The next one is history of flight by NASA. These are good articles. A lot of articles on there, but I chose some of the better ones. And the other one is a brief history of aviation by Just Fly. So those are three articles, really good articles, in-depth articles, but easy to understand concerning aviation. Short history of the aviation industry within Christian missionary work. This is the gist of it. This is why we're doing these videos, actually, concerning missionary work. Informative articles, once again, is called Giving Wings to the Gospel, the Origins of Missionary Aviation. Next one is Mission Aviation Fellowship, AMAF. That one's a very popular one. Next one is Grounded for Good, question mark, is the era of missionary aviation coming to an end? No, it may seem like it, but it's not. Next one is International Association of Missionary Aviation. And of course, the next one is An Airline for Christian Missionaries Takes Wings in Grayson County. This is a very interesting article. I don't want to get into it now. I look forward to meeting this guy. And then the last one is Faith-Based Aviation Resources. Okay, so a short word study here regarding the word aviation, the noun. What is aviation? Where does the word aviation come from? Well, the main definition is the art or act of flying. Makes sense, right? Aviation, we're all familiar with that. But this gets really interesting. I didn't even know this. 1866, this definition, 1866 from French, the French word aviation, aviation, same word in English. But the interesting word, interesting thing about this, the word aviation carries the French word avion, avion, which is actually our French word for the English word plane or aircraft. And this word aviation, noun of action from root or the root of the Latin avis, believe it or not, avis stands for bird. I couldn't believe it, a bird. No kidding, where did they get the idea of building planes, flying, from birds? Where do we get birds from? God. God created birds. So you guys are seeing where I'm going with all this today? Anyhow, I don't take credit for this because I know the Lord puts these things together for me. Anyhow, so my note here is all of this makes more sense to me in light of the dreams that the Lord has been giving me for years. Dreams given me not only regarding fighter jets and private business jets, but also birds of prey, especially the hawks and the falcons. I've had so many dreams of falcons and hawks. And of course, the falcon, we have a huge manufacturer of business jets called Dassault Falcons. They make beautiful business jets, and they get their name from the word, from the bird falcon. So my main teaching today, it's good now the wind's died down a little bit too, but we got better equipment today. We got better microphones and we got windshields and stuff like that. We're getting better at this. This is all new to me. What does the Holy Bible, the Word of God have to say about aviation? What does it have to say about aviation? Does the Bible have anything to say about aviation? No, but yes. Yes and no. So my first key reference, I got two key references in Old Testament, then we'll move into the New Testament. Genesis 1:28, amplified, and God blessed, we got no planes coming? They're gone, a couple coming maybe. And God blessed them, who's them? Adam and Eve, mankind, and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it. Amplified, rightly inserted in brackets, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. And had dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, there you go, birds, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. So the key word in this verse is the word subdue. Strong's number 3533. The transliteration is the word kabash. Literally means to subdue, to bring into bondage. That's the negative side of the word. Because every word, whether it's the Greek, Hebrew, or English, French, every word can be used in a negative way or in a positive way, depending on the context. But positively, to dominate and to conquer. Conquer. And the word conquer in the New Testament, we got the word conquer, more than conquerors. It comes from the word Nike. Of course, that's why I wear Nike pants. A lot of people don't like Nike because they boycott. Well, you know what? You gotta wear something. But I like to wear Nike pants because it has the word Nike, which means conquer, overcome, victory. Okay, so my next verse here is Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of Pierre, the righteous. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. That word laid up literally means hoarded. So the sinner out there is hoarding up wealth for the righteous. And God gave me this verse personally years ago at 1:00 in the morning, I believe. So the key word in this verse here, one of the key words, is the word wealth. And it's not what most people think it is. So it's Strong's number 2428. Its translation is, you spell it or you pronounce it, Chael or Chael, one or the other. So some of the definitions here, very interesting. The word strength, efficiency, wealth, army, able, activity, army, band of men, soldiers, company, great forces, goods, and hosts. But this word chael comes from the word chul, C-H-U-W-L, which carries the idea of force, whether of men, a force. Also, it has the idea of means or other resources. Virtue, valor, strength, might, power, riches, strength, strong, substance, and so forth. So basically, you can translate this here, instead of saying the wealth of the sinner, you can say the resources of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Yeah. New Testament references. And then we'll be done for today. Colossians 1, 16 and 20. 16 says, For it was in him, Christ, that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen, things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, all things were created and exist through him, by the service, intervention, and in and for him, and him alone. And God purposed, verse 20, God purposed that through, by the service, the intervention of him, Christ, the second Adam, God's firstborn son, all things that he created, because we lost it. Remember Luke 4? The devil told Christ, Jesus Christ, the second Adam, all these things have been given to me, and I give them to whomever I want to. Well, when were they given to him? Because God certainly didn't give it to him. No. Us potato heads. It's my new name instead of using the word idiot. Potato heads. We're a bunch of potato heads. We give our resources over to the devil so he can use them against us. That's how potato heads we are. That's how a bunch of onions we are. God purposed through, by the servant, the intervention of him, the Son, all things should be completely reconciled back. The Amplified catches it. This word in the Greek, I should have written down, it's actually three words. It's a compound word. It's not even a compound. A compound word is made up of two words. This is three words in the Greek, and the Amplified catches it. Completely reconciled back. Everything was reconciled back to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, as through him the Father made peace by him, by means of the blood of the cross, regarding the substitution. And this is the revelation. I'm leaving a lot of stuff out today. This is a revelation that the Lord had given me out of verse 20. On that one day, sitting on the couch, nobody home, had been praying in tongues 8 hours that day, basically straight. And I was ready to pack it up. I was going to a prayer meeting that night, a fellowship, but a prayer meeting. And the Lord spoke to me and he says, pray one more hour. And I did. And then that's when he gave me the revelation out of verse 20. And these are the words that he gave me. He said, all the world's wealth and resources are at your disposal. Just ask of me. Yeah. And they're coming in. They're coming in. It took me a while to renew my mind to that one, because I said, whoa, this is too much. No, it's not too much. So, notes. A few years ago, I watched a documentary by Bombardier, which they manufacture, more specific, they're known for business jets. A few years ago, I think I got the word Bombardier right here. There you go, I got one of their shirts. A few years ago, regarding how they built a commercial passenger jet. They do the CRJ series, but I think they're not making them anymore. They're nice jets. And in the documentary, they actually mentioned that most, if not all, the material used to build an aircraft came from the ground, from the earth. I couldn't believe it. I almost fell out my chair. And my chair has armrests. How can you fall out? Well, I'll tell you, I almost fell forward when he said that, because God was dealing with me about all these different things. How all these things belong to him, and he belonged to me because I belong to him. I'm in union with him. My next point, my next note is here. All natural resources, I mean all natural resources used to make, build, and construct, whether it's buildings, all kinds of buildings, roads, bridges, ships, aircrafts, cars, and so much more that are to be found in and below the earth or above the earth was created by God for man, but also for God. And my other note here is a great article that I found concerning all this is called Mineral Information Institute. Everything is made of something. Everything is made out of something. And the last part of it was a study of the earth. And they go on how we should appreciate the earth. Okay, that's fine. Let's appreciate the earth. But let's appreciate the one who created the earth. This is secular. This is not Christian. But there's some good information. So, my final note. Are we going to have another jet? No, I don't think we're going to get another one in this teaching. That's okay. We got some good footage, and we took some footage of jets before we did the video, and we're going to stick around maybe a little bit more, get some better shots. So my final note is this, as I want to keep this teaching short because we're planning on doing at least two more teachings, on this vital subject in the coming month of September. The next teaching we're going to do is actually here. I believe that's the next one. We're going to be here in WestJet. We're going to actually be in the hangar. We should be in the hangar for the day. So hopefully we'll be able to do a couple videos out of that, or at least one video. And then that very same weekend, we're going to be in Peterborough at the municipal airport there. That's a beautiful airport. And that's where Flying Colors is. That's where the Lord began to deal. Well, even more so, he brought it really real to me. That's where they paint a lot of private jets from overseas, especially a lot of them from Asia. So anyhow, I want to thank you for your time, and I want to thank for everybody who has been watching our videos so far since we started. We try to make these as informative as possible. I try to have substance. I try to make these videos as relevant as possible. And so thank you for those who watch the videos. Thank you for those who are following us on whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's LinkedIn, Instagram. We're looking at other things, but I'm just really, we just want the Lord's mind on different things. So I'm not trying to do things, anything in the flesh, not trying to compete with anybody. We're just trying to make good videos with a good message to help the church walk in its fullness of what God has intended for his church. It's his church. It's his people. We're the body of Christ. So, it's time to wake up.